Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. So we have been in the kitchen for a while, cleaning out the cabinets, cleaning up the countertop, and now we're going to look at drawers. And some kitchens have very few drawers, and some kitchens have a whole lot of drawers. So whether you have a lot or a little, we are going to look at your drawers, and I'm going to give you a five-step system to go through every single drawer that you have in your house. But not in your house, just in your kitchen. Eventually your whole house, but right now we're in the kitchen. And I want to talk a little bit about drawers. Now, when I redesigned my kitchen, I kept the floor plan the same so I wouldn't have to replace the flooring. And I took out the soffitting so that my cabinets would go higher, so I actually got more space in my cabinets. And I got rid of some of my lower cabinets and replaced them with banks of drawers. So I have lots and lots of drawers in my kitchen. And I even replaced the kick plate along that whole 9-foot wall with drawers that come out from the kick plate. So underneath my cabinet are these little hidden drawers where we can put platters and things like that. And they're super awesome. So if you ever have the opportunity to redesign your kitchen, putting in drawers, I think, is very helpful. Before I had drawers, what I did was I went to Home Depot and I bought rollout drawers. You know how in some nicer kitchens you can open up the cabinets and then the drawer actually rolls out. Like, it is a cabinet, but it has these little rollout drawers on the bottom and sometimes in the middle of the cabinet as well. Well, I was able to retrofit all of my cabinets with these rollout drawers. And I remember it cost me $440, and this was 15 years ago. And I can't remember how many I put in. I think 12. And it took me a whole weekend to do it, but let me just tell you, it really, really helped keep those cabinets more organized, having those rollout drawers, and I put them in every single cabinet, except for the bottom of one that had an electrical outlet on the side of the cabinet, so I couldn't put a rollout drawer there. So I must have bought 11. So those are always options you can do. You can always maximize whatever space you currently have. But we're going to be talking about traditional drawers right now, the actual drawers that, you know, have handles on them and you pull them in and out. Now, I often will joke that people call in our team to organize them when every single drawer in their kitchen has become a junk drawer. Now, I know you know what I mean. It might not be you. It might be somebody else you know. But I remember growing up that we each had a junk drawer in our kitchen. So we had the regular kitchen drawers, but both my sister and I and my mom would have a junk drawer. And I would organize those drawers because I'm crazy like that. And I would love it when the junk drawers just got so bad and was also on the kitchen counter. And a house that I organized just a couple weeks ago, they had some hot spots in the kitchen. And they were really frustrated with those. Like, they wanted their drop zone to be hidden in their kitchen. Their child had gone off to college and they really didn't think that they needed to have, you know, all their papers and receipts and purses and phones and everything on the counter. And I was able to clear out some space in their cabinets so they each had a drop zone behind closed doors. So I love the idea of a junk drawer where you just drop stuff, close the drawer, and nobody can see it. But what happens is, if you don't have good organizational systems in place, or you don't purge your drawers often enough and there's too much stuff in there, or you just flat out don't have enough space, the drawers become really, really overstuffed, and then they become disorganized. So the only way to solve this problem is to go through this five-step process I'm going to give you here in a minute, and to really only have the amount of stuff in your drawers that fits in your drawers. And for some of you, if you have a small kitchen, I know that's really frustrating because you're like, but I need more stuff than fits in my drawers. I'm going to have some solutions for you as well. Now, step one is to only do one drawer at a time. And I tend to love to like unload a whole bunch of drawers at one time, especially if I'm organizing someone's house, because clearly I'm there to organize the house. I'm going to get all the drawers done. But the best motto, the best way to do it, and how I even do it in my own personal home, is only to do one drawer at a time. And here's why. We live really, really busy lives. So you'll end up emptying out like four drawers, and then you'll have to go like pick your kid up from school because they're sick or something. And then you have everything out of the drawer. So just do one drawer at a time. Now, step two is to completely empty that drawer out. And I think that I say this in my podcast and when I'm helping people organize, but then when I actually do it, like I take everything out of the drawer, clients will constantly say, oh, you're taking everything out? And I'm like, well, I just said we're going to empty the drawer. Oh, all of it? Like, I know I want to keep those 10 things. Can we just leave those in the drawer? I'm like, no, because I'm mean like that. And I make them take everything out. But the thing is, when the item is no longer in the drawer, you look at it differently. Plus, when was the last time you took everything out of a drawer and were able to wipe that drawer out, right? So let's wipe those drawers out real quick. So all we've done, we've already done two whole steps, and all we had to do was pick one drawer and empty it out. Pretty easy, huh? So the next step is to sort what is in that drawer and to sort like with like. So I usually empty the drawer right out onto the island or the biggest area of kitchen counter that I can find. So all the wooden spoons go together, all the spatulas go together, all the potato peelers go together, all the pizza cutters go together, all the baby spoons go together. And then I have like often 15 or 20 piles that all came out of the very same drawer. Now, this isn't unusual. We do a lot of stuff in our kitchen, so it's not unusual to have a lot of things in one drawer. And you don't always need organizers. I don't have a lot of organizers in my drawers, if you look at my drawers on the blog, because I don't have as much stuff in the drawers. It's easier to get rid of stuff than to buy more organizers. But we're going to sort like with like things. And the reason why you're going to do that is it is so much easier to make a decision on spatulas when you see that you have 15 spatulas and you go, when am I ever going to need 15? Maybe six, but not 15. Okay, those four I don't like. These five I love. And these seven could go either way. So I'm going to keep three of them. Okay, so that's how I help people make decisions on how much they keep of the things they keep. But the other thing is, when you start sorting like with like, you might realize that in that drawer, you have a whole bunch of stuff that you use when you bake cookies, and you also have a whole bunch of stuff in there that you use when you carve pumpkins and when you, make soup. And those don't happen at the same time that you ever do baking. And so maybe one drawer can become a baking drawer, and another drawer can become, you know, things that you do with kids or soups or winter type meals. The other thing about kitchens is if you have a small kitchen, especially, you're going to want to move things in and out of your counters seasonally. So like, for example, how often do you use pot holders in the middle of summer? Not very often, right? And you don't usually use barbecue skewers in the middle of wintertime because that's when you're using the pot holders. So you might have a drawer full of grilling items that you use in the spring and summer, but you don't use it all in the winter. And so you might move that out, and in that drawer would become your turkey lifters and your cookie making supplies that you always do in the November, December timeframe. But the other 10 months of the year, you rarely make cookies that you can't just slice and bake, if you know what I mean. So seasonally thinking about how often you use these. Now, if you are following in real time, it is November when we're doing this. We're going through our whole kitchen in November. And I purposely did this because we spend a lot of time in our kitchen in November and December, myself included, even when I normally don't spend any time in my kitchen because I hate cooking. But I do spend a lot of time, especially in the fall and the winter, in the kitchen. So think about what you're using, how often you use it. So then you're going to say, well, what do you do with the stuff you know you need that aren't going to go in the drawer right now? And I suggest just getting a plastic bin with a lid, whatever size bin that is for you, fill it up and put it in your storage room, your garage, wherever it needs to be as far as climate control, depending on where you live. And then step five is to maintain that drawer. So just like you're going to change out your closet seasonally, like all of my clothes fit in my closet. So I don't really have to change out my clothing seasonally, but I do move the winter stuff to the back of the closet and the summer stuff to the front of the closet, you know, just so it's more easily accessible. I do actually physically move the clothes in my closet. You're going to do the same thing in your kitchen. Now, the nice thing about your kitchen versus your closet is when you go to make the turkey and you need the turkey lifters, you will go into the storage room and look for the turkey lifters in that plastic box that you've put down there, use them, wash them, put them back in the basement. That's really not that inconvenient. If you only make, you know, 1 to 3 turkeys a year, you don't need to be storing all of your turkey supplies in the kitchen. I don't. I store mine in my basement. Okay, so that is our 5-step process for how to go through every single kind of drawer that you have in your kitchen. Let's talk about what some of those drawers are. You're going to have a silverware drawer, which I suggest trying to keep only silverware in there and serving utensils. The other things that I sometimes will put in a silverware drawer are baby spoons or medicine spoons and medicine cups for people who are sick. Then I have a potholder drawer. I have a drawer for towels. I have a drawer for all of our cooking utensils, potato peelers, all of that kind of thing. I have a whole huge drawer for Ziploc bags because we use Ziploc bags like crazy. And I have a whole big drawer for paper plates and all of the different kinds of foily things that you put on top of leftovers that you want to put in the refrigerator. And then I suggest, if at all possible, putting your Tupperware in a drawer. It's just so much easier to organize your Tupperware in a drawer. And as you know, what I like is just get rid of all of the Tupperware that you have and just go out and buy two or three different sizes of Ziploc or Gladware, plasticware, all the same kind, and just buy like three or four sets so that you have 10 of three different size Tupperwares with lids. That's all you really need. You're not going to need more than that. And if you get everything that's uniform, it's going to fit in a drawer. It will literally, all that'll fit in a drawer with the lids. And it is the easiest way to organize that. You also might have a drawer like with bibs and all the little baby stuff. We have a drawer that has all plastic utensils for lunches. And that's where we also keep our daily pills that we use. And then the last kind of drawer that's in almost every single kitchen is some kind of an office slash household tools type drawer. And I do suggest that you keep one of these drawers in your kitchen because these things are going to end up in your kitchen anyway. So you have a couple pads of paper, calculator, a couple of pens, some tape, stapler, a hammer, screwdriver, all those things that you end up using on a regular basis. A tape measure I have in there too. But you can keep that in one drawer. And if you have it just in one drawer, really you don't need more than 10 pens. So if you have, you know, 200 pens in there, it's time to maybe send some of those into school and just keep 10 and one hammer and one Phillips head and one flat screwdriver is all you need. You don't need any more than that. If you need more than that, then go to wherever your tool bench is, but that's what you need to have in your kitchen. Now, I'm going to kind of surprise you here. I keep telling you to pare down and get down to what you need and put things in the basement that you're not using on a regular basis because, you know, there are things that you use in the kitchen all the time and you don't have enough of them. So, like, my daughter got really into apples in the morning for breakfast. And so I had to peel the apple every morning because that's how she likes it. But we only have one potato apple peeler. And so every single morning it had to be clean. And I don't always run my dishwasher every single day because we don't always fill it up. Usually I run it every other day. So finally, after the second or third week of school, I went out and I bought a second potato peeler because then that way I could, you know, cut apples 2 days in a row and not worry about the fact that the dishwasher hasn't been done. Same thing when my kids were little and we were going through a lot of pizza. We have two pizza cutters and regularly they will both be in the dishwasher. I have four spatulas and very often if I'm actually going to be cooking, all four will be dirty. I have two sets of measuring cups and I have three of the large measuring cups that have one is 4 cups, one is 2 cups, and one is 1 cup, the glass pouring measuring cups, because often I will use that right as my mixing bowl and pour things in. And if I'm going to cook, if I'm going to do freezer cooking and cook a lot like I do, I will go through all of those. I have two sets of mixing bowls that I use all the time, not more, but two whole sets. And I have three of those melamine cutters, you know, that you cut apples on, whatever those are called. And I actually think I need to go out and get more because I have started making the kids sandwiches on those cutting boards. That's what they're called, on cutting boards instead of putting them on a plate. So I just get out a cutting board and I can make sandwiches and cut them and do it all right there. And I am finding that all three of mine are in the dishwasher on a regular basis or on occasion, we won't even have one to use. So the next time at the store, I'll probably buy two more and I'll come home because they're kind of getting old and I'll pick the one that looks the oldest and get rid of it. And then I'll have four cutting boards and that'll be plenty and I can run them all through my dishwasher. And I love that. So the things that you're constantly running out of, go ahead and put those on your list. Now is a great time to buy them. You might be at Bed Bath & Beyond. You might be in some stores you aren't normally at because it's the holidays and you're shopping for other people. And you might run across, you know, nice spatulas, knives, things like that, that you can get with a coupon for yourself. So that is my 5-step process to how to organize any drawer in your kitchen and the permission to actually go buy some more things for your kitchen. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show.